Menachos, Perakut Gimel, Mishnah Dalet 13:4. More on voluntary offerings that are ambiguous and how much one has to bring in order to fulfill his obligation. If a person says, Hare alai Zahav, I commit to bringing a gold coin. Okay, in other words, Zahav is ambiguous. It can mean both a gold coin or it can mean like, you know, this gold bullion, like a chunk of gold. So the way to understand this Mishnah correctly is a gold coin. At the end, Bez Hashem will go back to discussing the issue of what if he meant gold bullion. Okay. In any case, so Hare alai Zahav, I commit to bring a gold coin. So then, lo yivchos medinar Zahav, he has to bring the smallest of the gold coins in circulation, which is the golden dinar. No reason to assume he meant more than that, because he himself didn't have anything specific in mind, and it's a gold coin, so that's enough. If he says kesef, meaning he says Hare alai kesef, I commit to bringing a silver coin to the Beis HaMikdash. Again, he didn't have a specific amount or size of silver coin. He mentions that silver coin in general. So then he'll bring the smallest silver coin in circulation in his neighborhood, in his world, which is Yivchos Medinar Kesef, not smaller than a silver dinar. Now, if you're up on, you know, Talmudic weights and measures, you're going to know there are lots of other silver coins that float around in the Mishnah and the Gemara, which are smaller than a dinar. Dinar is pretty big. You have the Ma'a, which is the sixth of a dinar. You have the Pundion, which is the 12th of a dinar. You have the Isar, which is the 24th of a dinar. And all those are actually silver coins. So the Gemara asks that, and it answers the context of this mission is in this place where this mission was said, dinar of silver was indeed the smallest of the coins. There are bigger coins like the shekel and the sela, but the dinar was the smallest that they had over there. So if you live in America today and you said a silver coin, lechor would be like a silver dollar because that's the smallest silver coin that people use nowadays, you know, and that they're floating around. That's the idea of it. Okay. The last case is, what if a person says, Nechoshes, Hare alai Nechoshes, I commit to bringing a copper coin to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, copper coins come in all sizes down to really tiny prutos, okay, which are like minuscule, they're like small fingernail size, you know, and so now, if the mission were being consistent, it would then say, okay, bring the smallest copper coin, bring yourself, you know, bring a pruta. The thing is, it's not plausible, says the Gemara. It's not plausible that what he meant is a pruta. Now, there's a person. When a person says, let's just say nowadays a person in America says, I'm giving money as a gift. Okay, I'm giving a coin as a gift. So it's just highly unlikely that he would have in mind a penny, because it's like, you know, when you give a beggar a penny, like it throws it back in your face. No, pennies just it's too small to be. It's negligible. In fact, I think in America they've stopped making pennies. Under the Trump administration. So anyways, whatever the point is, they were mission here is saying it's not reasonable to assume he meant a minuscule, almost worthless pruta. He must have meant a bigger amount of copper, and therefore says the Mishnah, Nechoshes, if he says Nechoshes, lo yivchos mema'a kesef. The value of the copper coin you bring should be no less than a silver ma'a, which is like a sixth of a dinar. Okay, that's that. If he says now, Peirashti v'eino yodea ma peirashti. He says, no, I didn't say a coin. I actually had in mind to bring a specific amount of money, whether it's silver, gold, copper. I thought a specific amount of money when I committed, but I just don't remember how much it was. That's a big problem. Says the Mishnah, hu mevi ad sheyomer lo lakach niskavanti. So the Mishnah says you'll have to bring as much money as it takes to the point where he says, well, it definitely wasn't more than this, okay? In other words, you know, when you're bidding on aliyahs in shul and you don't remember how much you paid for shlishi, so you have to say, well, I don't know how much it was. It could have been 100 or 200 or 300, but it definitely wasn't more than 1,800. There's no chance I would ever have been more than 1,800, so then you have to bring 1,800. That's the idea of it, okay? Now, going back to the point about the gold bullion. So there's a machlokas rishonim, what happens to the gold bullion. One approach was a person says, Hare alai zahav, I had in mind to bring gold, like, you know, bullion material to the Beis HaMikdash. So one approach is essentially he'd bring the smallest amount of gold that's required to make the smallest golden utensil, like functionally useful amount of gold in the Beis HaMikdash. And they had these little kind of golden forks that were like, you know, tiny. Think of them as almost like what you'd imagine would go in like in a cocktail party, sticking into like your, you know, your watermelon or something, like a tiny bit or piece of cheese, tiny bit of gold. Toothpicks amount, you know. The other approach, the Rambam is, no, if you're committing to gold as like bullion, you mean money, and we're going to back to you have to bring as much gold as it would take, to the point where you say, well, it definitely wasn't, I didn't have more than this in mind, like as if it were, you know, as if it were money.